When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey yo, welcome into the CHGO White Sox podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top rated sportsbook. Download the app today and use promo code CHGO when you sign up. Welcome into Studio A of our CHGO offices here in the West Loop of Chicago. I'm Sean Anderson, the host of the CHGO White Sox podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Sean_W_Anderson. We have the full CHGO White Sox crew, Vinny Duber. Follow him on Twitter at Vinny Duber. He's our CHGO White Sox beat writer. And Herb Lawrence.
Hello.
You can follow him on Twitter at Ecknerwall23. He's our CHGO White Sox community leader. On today's show, we have the unfortunate news of Liam Hendricks being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma to talk about. We also have some mailbag questions to answer from you. And obviously, it is a crummy Monday, like Melissa says in the chat. We pre-recorded our episode yesterday around 2 p.m. and I was at Target around 5 and I started getting texts rolling in. This is not something that is just casual news. This is something that grabbed everyone's attention. The closer for the White Sox put a statement out on his own Instagram, and we'll read that to you in a second. Rick Hahn also put out a statement about the diagnosis. But what do we make of Liam Hendricks sharing this news, you know, just a couple hours ago?
It's just sobering. Every time you hear cancer, it always hurts, and it always makes you think of the worst. And so, I want Liam, his family, to feel support in his fight that he's going through right now. And I know that Liam will fight this thing and he will do what needs to be done to get this eradicated. Him and the doctors will be diligent in their work. And so, yeah, when I heard it, I was like, just it takes the wind out of your sails, because it's not just, you know, it's a human. It's another person. And yes, he plays for the team that we happen to cover, or our favorite team. And so it might, you know, have a little bit different feeling, but that's a human that has to go through something that is difficult. And as a person that is an advocate for other people, that Liam is, like, he's a person that's an advocate for gay rights. He's an advocate for Black Lives Matter and other things. I think now it's our turn to be an advocate for him and to show out support for him, because he does so many things that don't necessarily affect his life, that affect other people's lives, and he cares about those people, and he wants those people to be fine and well and have a good, established life, and that's what we should have for him, and we should have throw our support behind Liam Hendricks, the person, not the player.
Yeah. I mean, you said it well, Herb. You know, listen, this happens to anybody, be they famous on Instagram, on Twitter, on the street. You should have the same feeling. Get well soon. You know what I mean? That's what everybody should think in this situation. You don't have to earn that, you know, because that's empathy. But guess what? Liam Hendricks has earned it. Mm-hmm. Liam Hendricks is a really good guy. And, you know, this is a shame. I was away all weekend visiting family, and I just now, you know, an hour ago or so, got in here and was able to finally write some thoughts down. And, you know, people that have my job are not supposed to root for anything. You're not, you know, right. I'm not supposed to care whether he throws strikes or, you know, gets outs, wins games. I don't care about that.
Doesn't affect your job.
What I do care about, though, is that he gets better, because, listen, it's very easy for people to watch a guy on TV and get to know a guy through social media and say, hey, that's a good guy. We can see that, and we're rooting for him to get better. Having the pleasure of having interacted with him many times and meeting him and knowing him even just a little bit, it's that much more. I mean, this is a guy who will talk to anybody and everybody on a given day, you know, no matter the topic. He loves talking to people. He loves interacting with people. It's called being a nice guy, right? And in a world where these guys go and work out behind the scenes and, you know, run away from their lockers. Not for any bad reason, because they're going to work, that kind of thing. Liam makes sure that he spends time at his locker to talk to anybody that that needs to be talked to. When he found out that I was going to his home country of Australia for my honeymoon, stayed after a game for 20, 30 minutes talking to me about it, telling me what to expect. Just a fun conversation between two people. You know, nothing that was needed for work or needed for anybody's job. This is a stand-up guy for his teammates, you know. I remember talking to him when Jose Abreu kept getting hit with all those pitches about how they need to defend him. You know, Tim Anderson with the whole Josh Donaldson thing earlier last season. Liam Hendricks was there front and center to make sure that he was standing up for his teammates. So, I think there's a reason you saw teams that Liam's never played for before right. rush to social media and say, hey, we're supporting you, because they probably have a coach or a player, a front office member that have run across him over time and can say, that's a guy that really does deserve all this right now. So this sucks. I have a close family member who went through this exact same thing a few years ago, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, fought it, won. And that person sent me a text within minutes last night of seeing this and said, hey, remember that this is beatable and the outlook is good and everything, because, you know, they weren't talking to Liam Hendricks, but they knew from hearing me talk about him and from seeing him on TV and seeing him on social media that this was a guy that deserved that positive feeling and that positive reminder. So, yeah, everybody should be sending him good vibes, because, you know, not only is he a person and he deserves it for that reason, but he's earned it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, not only is he a you know, fantastic pitcher, obviously we know the accolades that he's received pitching, but I mean, he's also very received many accolades off the field for the charity work that him and his wife Christy do. And you know, not only too, like, the baseball story is incredible. I mean, this is a guy that started off as a starter in Minnesota, made his major league debut against the White Sox. He talked about it on Instagram one day and said it was an out-of-body experience. He was 22, saw all the hard work that he put in pay off finally, and it was a whirlwind day where he started off against Juan Pierre and then had his first strikeout against AJ Pierzynski and gave up his first home run to Alex Rios. So kind of all in one. And I heard Christy talk about on the Sox Degrees podcast with Jason Benetti and Len Casper talking about his ups and downs. You know, he was a starter, then he got sent down, he got DFA'd 6 different times, and there was the last time he got DFA'd and they had to have the discussion whether he was going to go to Nashville or not. And you know, the way that Christy described it was that baseball is a part of him and there was no really stepping away from it because that's who he is. But since he's gotten so much support in his dream to make it to the major leagues and get that success after so many ups and downs, they've wanted to support other people who, you know, might not have those opportunities or same chances, like you've said. And he is a person that doesn't want to just rise to the top himself. He wants to rise and pull. And I think truly he's shown that. And he's been such a fantastic signing for the White Sox because of that alone. I mean, honestly, just the voice that he has been for this White Sox clubhouse has been so fresh and so inviting. It's been a fantastic person to have in Chicago over the past 2 years.
Well, and that was an important thing for him. I mean, I can go back to remembering his introductory press conference, which was, of course, over Zoom because of when it happened. But and him talking about how important it was that they were going to be a part of the community, that they were going to be doing these charitable endeavors, not generally, but specifically in Chicago on the South Side. You know, I think it was that day or the next day after he was officially introduced as a member of the team, you know, they're sending meals over to firefighters and first responders, you know, in the middle of the COVID pandemic. So it's important to him. We get emails all the time, us writers who cover the team, announcing the charitable, you know, events that are happening throughout the year with the specific players. And we must get 4 or 5 a year from, you know, that are just dealing with Liam Hendricks and what him and his wife are doing around the city and around the community. Very important that he does that. And I think, you know, we can talk about, oh, he's an advocate for this group of people. He's an advocate for this group of people. For him, it's the way he speaks about it, I think, that stands out. Not just saying, this is how things should be. This is how, you know, what makes sense from being a human being. And these are people who deserve to have all the same treatment as everybody else. But that he says it so matter-of-factly. Like, yeah, of course I'm up here talking about this. Why wouldn't I be? And you know, he'll get people from, you know, the dark corners of social media and everything, telling him what he should and shouldn't be saying. And it doesn't affect him because he knows what he's supposed to do. There is no stepping out on a limb to support right. people who need to be supported. It's just that's life. That's what you do. And I think that's the admirable. That's the most admirable thing, or one of the admirable things that jumps out about something that is already being lauded as admirable. It's not just talking the talk and walking the walk. It's how you do it and that mentality, which I think everybody needs to have more of, whether you support these causes or see that he's doing the right thing or you disagree. The it's just the fact that you need to have that mindset of like, yeah, obvious. This should be obvious. This shouldn't be a big stance that I'm taking. It's just part of being a human being.
Yeah, and that's I think he learned those lessons early in life as two parents are educators, and he always wanted to be popular, but he wasn't. And he understands how it feels to not be included in things that he should be. And through sports, he got included through things that he came to a realization that shouldn't be a thing. I just got lucky because I am good at Australian rules football and I'm really good at baseball. So I'll pursue these things, and then I'm that good of a person. I'm going to try to spread that love around. And I know people get, some people get kind of like, ugh, you're talking about your charity. You're talking about what you're doing. No, you need to talk about the good stuff you're doing so you could shine a light and somebody else can say and give them permission to also shine a light and give to charity and to give back to people that are not as been graced with your wishes and wealth and your athletic talent. And so I love that I wish he would speak from the mountaintops about how much charity work he does, because that man just doesn't look as a selfish person. He knows he has a great life. He understands that he's been blessed, and he's trying to give it to other people so they can be blessed too. And I wish more people, if you do charity work like Liam, shout it from the rooftops. It's not about you, but it's about giving permission to the next person to see that you're doing this, that they can do that. And it's like kind of paying it forward. You give permission to the people who maybe are hesitant and saying, maybe I don't want to do that. But no, you gotta shout it out from the rooftops to the good deeds you're doing. And he is a good man. And so is his wife, a good woman. And that's why they're a great pair. And I am just I know survivability rate and all that good stuff. Right. But when you hear cancer, it just takes the winds out of your sails. And it's just like, man, good things. I mean, why do bad things happen to good people? It just hurts.
But also, I mean, if they're, and I don't know if this is the right way to frame it, but I mean, you mentioned it, like with his mentality and what we see on the mound and just his laser focusness, whether it be talking press conference, and he is so eloquent when speaking. I mean, he is so informed, educated, like you said. It just really seems like he understands every single assignment given to him, and he really seems like a focused, well-put adult, and especially with his mentality and his competitiveness. I know he's going to be fighting this with everything that he does have.
A thirst for knowledge. I was reading up on him, and he was going through his struggles, like you were talking about, getting released all the time, DFA'd, and he wanted to find out how to be better at pitching. Found Codify, and they really helped his career. He said it's been life-changing for him to understand heat zones and height maps and where pitchers or batters like their pitches and where his pitches work more effectively. He always has a thirst for knowledge. He's very learned, reads books a lot. And so I'm sure he's going to attack this with his doctors, get the best work, and read up on him on himself and try to help himself, be an advocate for his own body, and try to get the nutrition and all the good stuff that he needs to do and to beat this thing. And reach out to people like your friend who went through this and say, hey, I'm in a tough spot. How'd you get through?
Right. Well, and I mean, we were talking to Kevin Kaduk as well. I was talking to him earlier, and he was talking about two of his friends that he had that had non-Hodgkin's. And we even know Mark Silverman of ESPN 1000 just recently went through his own battle of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, I mean, it is very common, unfortunately, this word cancer. And let's get to Liam's statement, because he kind of talked about that. Quote, as a professional athlete, I've always been mindful to try and use my position in the public eye to the most positive ends, possibly by shining a light on causes or issues that touch close to home for myself, my wife, and my family. It is in that spirit that I want to share some personal health news that I have learned in the past few days, and to do so on my own terms, Recently, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Hearing the word cancer came to a shock to my wife and I, as it does to millions of families each year. However, I am resolved to embrace the fight and overcome this new challenge with the same determination I have used when facing other obstacles in my life. My treatment begins tomorrow, and I am confident that I will make a full recovery and will be back on the mound as soon as possible. I know that with the support of my wife, my family, my teammates, and the Chicago White Sox organization, along with the treatment and care from my doctors, I will go through the. I will get through this. I'm sorry. Rick Hahn also had a statement. Our thoughts and reactions at this time are with Liam the person, not Liam the baseball player. I know the entire Chicago White Sox organization, our staff, his teammates, and certainly White Sox fans will rally in support of Liam and Christie during the coming months. Knowing everyone involved, especially Liam, we are optimistic that he will pitch again for the White Sox as soon as viable. In the meantime, we will do everything in our power to support our teammate and his family as they face this challenge while also respecting their privacy. And most importantly, and obviously this is last on our minds, we do not expect to have any updates on Liam's playing status prior to opening day at the very earliest. If you are looking for updates, you can follow Liam on Instagram at Hendrix_31. That's where he released the original statement. And also his wife, Christy, is on Instagram as well. And she just recently posted a story. You can follow her on Twitter at K_Hendrix. Christy recently posting around 2 o'clock. Words cannot adequately express the immense outpouring of love we have felt in the last 12 hours. Every single text, DM, mention, and phone call have been appreciated beyond belief. We are so grateful for your support, and we are so humbled by all of it. I truly can't thank you all enough for my for loving my husband so much. And he has been such a great person in Chicago. It is a very easy person to love, and we probably have some great memories. We do have a question from our CHGO diehard, and if you guys do want to ask us questions in our CHGO Discord, check out allchgo.com. But our guy Stephen Gottritt said, what is your favorite Liam moment and our quote? I think it's really hard not to look directly at the 2021 All-Star game, where he is out on the mound just swearing up a storm, mic'd up on live national television. And I was no more prouder than him being a White Sox than that moment. You know, you could talk about him being the Roberto Clemente Award nominee for the White Sox in 2021 and 2022, the A's nominee in 2019. But when he's swearing up a storm on the mound, that's really when I start to love our guy Liam.
I say this often about Liam, is where he, like, at first, like, maybe in spring training in 2021, he pretty much, like, said, I'd rather throw, and I'm paraphrasing, I'd rather throw a crappy pitch with 100% confidence than a good pitch with 50% confidence. And that, to me, says a lot about him. And I've been talking about Dylan Cease and other pitchers. In Major League Baseball and probably other sports, confidence is going to drive you a good way. And that's, I think, what drove Liam Hendricks is, you know what, I just got to fake it until I make it. You know, these pitchers are getting hit hard, but who cares? We saw him give up a bunch of home runs in 2021 and 2022. He doesn't care. He's like, next pitch. Let's go to the next pitch. If I got a next pitch, let's do it. And so he embodies the personality I like to think about. Like, you got to fake it till you make it. And then when you get there, still have confidence of what you're doing and how to go about life. And so that statement to me probably permeates through that 2021 White Sox team, that clubhouse. Tim saying that to Billy Hamilton. He just had to hear that from Tim Anderson or somebody on the team. Hey, you're not just a runner, you're Billy the hitter. And that just keeps on going down the line, and everybody's lifting each other up with positive and reinforcements. And that's what Liam is. I think he embodies the confidence that you need. And remember, the White Sox in 2022 were on the edge of cockiness, as told by Jose Abreu, instead of confidence. And Liam has always been just confident and knows what he can bring to the table. And that's why I'm heartbroken, but I know I have confidence that man will get through this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, for fans, whether it's, you know, guys like yourselves or people watching or listening, you know, these guys can be characters in the soap opera, or you know, even, you know, like a superhero in a movie or something like that. To some people,
they made the Paul Konerko Captain America bobblehead for a reason.
True. For a reason, I'm not quite sure of it still, but and, you know, I think, you know, plenty of people, while still thinking that, remember that they're real people and everything. But, you know, you're going to ask me that question. It's not going to be something that you see through a TV screen. Yeah, it's right. Not going to be something that you see through from a box score or sitting in the stands. It's going to be talking with them, whether it's, you know, doing my job or not. I mean, listen, he's one of the best guys in that clubhouse to when it comes to me doing my job, to talk to about what's going on with the team. In 2021, he had great stuff on why they were playing so well and why things were going good and why they were a team that other teams should be afraid of. And last year, all last year, he had great stuff on why things were going so poorly. He said before we heard about Abreu saying that in that meeting, which, by the way, we heard it from Liam Hendricks, it was Liam Hendricks who was saying that to us in the months leading up to that. Few people were as willing to explain what was going on with that team, the negative that was going on with that team, than he was. He tells you how it is. He's not going to BS you, and that's a great thing when you're doing my job. But also, you know, when you're not doing your job, when the recorder or your phone is in your pocket and he walks by and he talks to you about your vacation to Australia, right, or he walks by and talks to you about the latest movie that he saw or anything like that. And, you know, his interactions with his teammates are obviously a lot deeper than that, too, as they spend far more time with him than we get to on a daily basis. Every day when Liam Hendricks practices, he throws in the outfield. He plays catch in the outfield. He throws long toss, whatever you want to call it, in the outfield. And then he takes the ball and he chucks it into the upper deck. Every single day, wow, whether it's at Guaranteed Rate Field or whether it's at a Rhodes Stadium. So there's a souvenir waiting for somebody who goes up into the upper deck
heads
at
up
the rate every single day. You know, yeah, he's got the whole collection of all the Legos in the locker, and he's willing to tell you about all of them. It's not like, all right, you know, stop patronizing me for being the Lego guy. It's, yeah, I'll tell you what I'm building right now, who got me this one, you know, what's the latest one that I picked up at the store on Michigan Avenue. So, I think the true sign of a guy deserving all this support that he's getting is that there are plenty of stories from off the field, the daily interactions, that mean a lot more than, you know, oh, when he struck out so-and-so, or oh, when he, you know, got three outs in the ninth inning to win game X. You know, those are the things that matter a lot more than that.
Right. I mean, my favorite quote from him isn't even an actual, like, quote. It's just he was talking about putting together a friend's Lego set, and he referred to Monica and Rachel as Moniker and Rachel. So the name Monica has been just ruined to me.
That's just an accent thing.
Moniker. Yeah, but hey, you know, it's unique, and he's unique in his own right. There is something else that I do want to bring up. We do have Clark talking about some things. We do have a question from Clark that we'll get to in a second. Sorry, Stephen, I shouldn't bring that up. I do want to get to the Pride night that was important to him. I wore the hat for a reason. Liam, on signing in Chicago, it wasn't a demand. It was a simple question of, do you guys have a Pride night? And if you don't, that will be something that we need to look into, that working out, making sure that we can handle it, because I don't want to go necessarily to a team that doesn't. And I think it's really important, especially when we see the Rays players in 2022. There was 5 Rays players who didn't want to wear the Pride patch on their jersey. And those people, you know, saying it's a faith-based decision. But Liam, I think, has shown his leadership in this. And I think that's the reason why I think I'm so confident that he'll be able to take on this very hard, this hardship on his life, just because he is so informed. He isn't afraid. He's willing to go out on a limb, no matter what. And what he said about those race players not having that patch on their jersey, for me, it's just being a decent human being. You're going to have people you just don't get along with purely based on personality, but race, sexual orientation, or anything like that should never come into it. They should never be a part of the equation of why you have disdain for somebody, and that's not something that I think that more people should talk about. Hopefully it gets more normalized, and he is somebody who wanted to raise that banner on Pride Night. So, not only the White Sox, who have been working with the center on Halstead since 2012, he's also gotten in the Howard Brown Health as well, to help make sure that these LGBT community members in Chicago are being supported, both from a medical way and just in a support, care, and shelter way. And I think it's just fantastic that in a moment like this, where you need people to stand up for people like that, those marginalized people, and especially when other sides, people just like him, are saying, no, I'm not going to do that, it means a lot for him to be brave and step up and embrace that. And it's a great pair for the White Sox and Liam Hendricks. They were already celebrating Pride Night before he came over, and now he's able to kind of take the mantle, and he did a fantastic job in 2022.
It's a beautiful thing, too. I mean, to advocate for people who it's not necessarily that affects you, but if you, I assure you, if you speak to Liam, it's like, yeah, it affects me. That person's a person that lives in our society. That affects everyone. So, you know, showing support to them, as Vinny says, as a matter of fact, it's, yeah, I'm showing support to them because they're just humans and they're just trying to live their life. And you trying to denigrate them doesn't help them, doesn't help our society. If we've seen with marginalized people in time where if you don't speak up, people just don't think of them as equal humans. So, Liam, for a person of that stature to didn't need to do that. No White Sox fan was looking for that. No White Sox fan was like, hey, man, you better be all about Pride Night. He actively sought that out, asked teams, are you doing this? Well, and that is a big, huge step for a person that is not necessarily affected by that. And so that tells me the person that he is automatically, that he has selflessness about himself and empathy for all. And that is a great character to have as a baseball player or just a person walking around every day here in the on this earth, because we're only here for a short point of time. There's none of us that have it all figured out. And the last thing we can do or we should do is denigrate other people or say, hey, that's my faith. My faith says we're supposed to denigrate against them. So I'll get that cop out right there. Liam says that's bull crap. You're a person, you're a human, you can show empathy towards another person and try to lift them up too.
Well, and it's also, you got to remember too, that the sports world, the baseball world is maybe not there yet where a lot of other parts of our society right. has already been. Certainly in this city, you'd like to think that, you know, we do a better job than other parts of the country, other parts of the world. But baseball maybe isn't all the way there as what you just said, talking about the way that some of those players on other teams reacted shows. I mean, it is still an uphill battle in not just in baseball, but in, right. in sports in general, pro sports in general. And I think the more people that you have trying to make life comfortable, trying to get people included, the better. And one day, you know, and it might be further down the line in baseball than it is on your street at home, you know, but one day it's not going to be something that needs to be trumpeted, because it's just going to be everyday life. And that's the place that you're trying to get to. And that's the mindset that Liam has and shows, is that, yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer that this is something that needs to be advocated for. And it's a shame that it does need to still be advocated for in those specific arenas where progress has not unfortunately made it all the way to where it is in other parts. But listen, when you got a guy standing up and doing that, someone's doing a good job, and someone somewhere saw him do that and said, oh, I'm welcome at 35th and yeah. Shields. I can yeah. go to a game. Or, you know, I'm welcome, you know, on my little league team or on my high school team or something like that, where might maybe they might not have before.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned, you know, when Liam signed, you know, you weren't sure if White Sox fans or some White Sox fans were really, you know, focusing on whether the Sox team had a Pride Night or not. But, mm-hmm. like, again, it's all about inclusion. The fact that you have a professional athlete, one of the top at his position, being like, you're welcome here at this ballpark, that's huge. Having a figurehead like that is huge. And what Liam said was he was hoping it strengthens the resolve of people who may be on the fence about coming out, and that may be on the fence of telling family, friends, peers, or teammates or anything like that, and fully embrace that. So he just wants to create inclusion, and that's what leaders do. You know, we hear about divisions within the clubhouse with you know, cliques or whatever, but to bring that together, you need a leader. And it seems like Liam, you know, isn't going to be looking at racial divide, sexual orientation, anything like that. He is just trying to bring the team together. And I think he's an incredible teammate that absolutely deserves the support from Chicago. And so far, we've seen great support from White Sox fans, and make sure you keep it up. We do have a question from Clark here, and then we'll take a break. Our guy, Clark, know it none in our Discord or CHGO Discord, said, the Liam news hangs over everything. How can Sox fans help support him and his charitable efforts, since those will likely be impacted by his treatments? Now, bear with me here. I'm going to go through Liam Hendricks' community service work just since 2021, and it is very, very lengthy. In 2021, the Hendricks donated food to the St. James Food Pantry, and they received 20 meals from Gio's Cafe and Deli, where the Chicago's Children Advocacy Center received 50 meals from Sweet Maple Cafe. The Hendricks family also donated 40 meals from Taylor's Tacos to Howard Brown Health on 63rd Street in the neighborhood of Inglewood. So Howard Brown Health is definitely one of them that has been focused on, and St. James Food Pantry was one that they also have donated to. Hendricks has his Southside Slider Society that focuses on servicing those most in need, empowers selfless individuals and organization, and gives a voice to underrepresented communities. They also donated 14,000 meals to local minority and family-owned small businesses, to essential workers during the public health crisis. On opening day, I think this was for La Rabida, right? Is that the hospital? An event at the La Rabida Hospital, providing 300 patients, family members, and healthcare workers with treats, White Sox gifts, and special well messages. In July, he also supported a Ronald McDonald house party to ensure that more than 30 patients and families had their favorite ballpark food and ticket vouchers in celebration of the All-Star Game. The finalist for the Lou Gehrig Memorial Award also surprised a local woman battling ALS with a custom per mobile wheelchair. Michelle Gutierrez was that woman, and her family were brought to tears as he welcomed her to the field alongside friends to autograph this life-changing wheelchair. To close out Military Appreciation Month in 2022, Liam provided lunch, White Sox hats, and ticket vouchers to more than 130 U.S. servicemen and women and their families from the Jesse Brown VA Medical Hospital and the USO of Illinois. He also, for the Chicago Office of Emergency Management and the 911 Center, received hundreds of ticket vouchers and blankets to 500 call center workers before he and his wife greeted the staff in person. This followed a similar 320-plus person donation in 2021. Most recently, Liam welcomed the All Secure Foundation to the ballpark, supporting its work to combat military suicide epidemic with his PTSD workshops. Liam also spoke out about gun violence after the 4th of July parade massacre or mass shooting in Highland Park, talked about donating to the Highland Park first responders, and included personalized messages and catering lunches to recognize the heroic work of those three fire stations and police stations in the community. And the big thing, too, when he was coming over outside of Pride Night was animal rescue and stopping animal abuse. And one of the larger people in that was Tony La Russa. Tony has his own animal rescue foundation that Liam and Tony worked together with in Oakland and continued in Chicago. One Tail at a Time, Fetching Tails Foundation, Mission Canine, the Petco Foundation, and Rescue Me Thursday campaign. He also has helped out Adam Wainwright's Striking Out Poverty and Big League Impact. That's it. And that was about 5 minutes. I mean, that's just 2 years. That's incredible. I mean, like, the guy just doesn't stop, whether it's baseball or this. Like, that is his life, and he has dedicated himself to this effort. And it's just fantastic, because you really can't do that with every single MLB player. And not all of these guys and not all professional athletes do stuff like this.
And I wouldn't expect people to do that. This is a thing that is front of mind for Liam Hendricks. This is not a thing like, oh, let me get a tax write-off type of thing. No, this is, hey, people are hurting. Let me see what I can do with my time, my money, my fame, my platform to help these people hurt a little less and get well and get to a level where they're comfortable. And so, yes, this is the type of person that we're supporting. And so let's flood some of these charitable donations with some well-needed money, time. Sometimes people just need time, right, for these organizations, because, yeah, as Know What None says, during his time of battling cancer, I know that he'll still be looking out for certain organizations, but also let him focus on getting healthy, getting well, and let us focus on lifting up the people he used to lift up.
And you mentioned all his interest in animal charities. A lot of people, that's their chosen causes to support. I'll tell you one thing about Liam Hendricks. You want to listen? It doesn't get much to get him talking on just about any subject at all. Ask him how his pets are doing. You're going to need to take some significant notes, because he's got about eight of them or so at a time, be they cats or dogs. He told me last year at one point that I think his wife went to Lollapalooza, and just someone was out with cats and adopt adopt this cat today for at Lollapalooza. And so she went to Lollapalooza and came home with the latest member of their crew.
That's usually what I go to Lollapalooza for, is the animal adoption. Yeah. And Melissa asking, can you post that info somewhere so we can donate? I will try to share it in the CHGO Discord, along with, if you do want to check out osdbsports.com. They do have a philanthropy section where they have seven charities that Liam is involved with. I also didn't mention Players for Pits, which is to save discarded pit bulls type dogs that end up in local animal access controls in Chicago and the suburbs. So if you are looking, there's Player for Pits, Mission Canine Rescue, Petco Foundation, Howard Brown Health, Center on Halsted, Big League Impact, Striking Out Poverty. Those are the main ones that he has donated to. And I would, I will obviously share that information on my Twitter as well, at @Sean_W_Anderson. Final thing, obviously this isn't the first baseball player to be diagnosed with some sort of cancer. John Lester, in his rookie year at age 22, was diagnosed with a form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Trey Mancini, at the age of 28 in 2020, was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. Anthony Rizzo, in 2007, at age 18, was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma. Carlos Carrasco, in May 2019, was diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia. And Jameson Taillon, in 2017, was diagnosed with testicular cancer. So obviously, we don't know the timeline. Take as much time as you need. That really shouldn't need to be said. But yeah, we are with Liam fully. And for full updates from him, check out his Instagram, Hendrix_31. And his wife's Instagram, Christy @K_Hendrix. Any final thoughts, guys, before we move on?
Just, I'm rooting for the man. I'm already following him on Instagram, so I'm just waiting for his say-so, his or Christy's say-so of how they're doing. But in the interim, I'm just thinking about him and thinking about his recovery.
Absolutely. And that's going to do it. Again, if you have anything that you want to share, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter, and we will continue to provide updates for you as well if there are any updates to pass along or when there are updates to pass along. And two, the color for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that he has is kind of like a lime green. So if you are looking for the ribbon color or to support, it is kind of a limeish green color. We're sharing the photo right now. You could see that ribbon. So I think the color for lymphoma is kind of like a limey greenish. So if you are looking to support them and wear that color, make sure you are doing so. We do got to take a break here and let you know about Green Ridge Farm. They're a Chicago local meat and cheese company offering you a better all-natural option. They're the makers of all-natural deli meat, sausages, and their famous meat sticks. They're perfect for tailgating, happy hour, and school lunches. And these all-natural meat sticks are hardwood smoked for 8 hours. With 16 grams of protein per stick, they make a perfect post-workout snack. And meat sticks come in chicken, black forest beef, and flavors like jalapeno cheddar and spicy. And they pair fantastically with their many different varieties of mustards. So make sure if you haven't tried them out that you try them out, because you don't know what you're missing. They're delicious because they're made from recipes generations in the making, and being all natural, they deliver a fresh and flavorful alternative at snack time. You can find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, Sam's Club, or your local Chicagoland grocery store. And right now, when you order any 3 meat products at greenridgefarm.com and include a pack of meat sticks in your cart, those meat sticks will be free simply by using code CHGO at checkout. Green Ridge Farm, simply natural meat. We also got to let you know about ComEd. ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is committed to helping families and businesses in the communities we serve manage energy usage and lower energy bills. Now and into the future, ComEd offers a wide array of incentives on lighting and other efficiency upgrades to commercial, industrial, and public sector customers of all sizes across our territory. And customers can inquire about how to update lighting to energy and money-saving efficient LED lights, learn more about network lighting to operate your lights through your mobile device, and track your facility's energy usage and more. Incentives have recently increased for indoor-outdoor lighting and network lighting controls, making these projects even more cost-effective than before. So visit ComEd.com/poweringBIZ. That's ComEd.com/poweringBIZ. Now to start saving money and energy and to start saving a project, contact us at 1-855-433-2700. For more information, you can email businessee@comed.com. We got one more final question in the mailbag here today. It does come from Melissa. She wrote an article about the 40-man roster and looking for thoughts on who we might fill that final spot, because with the Liam news, it currently sat at 39. So do the White Sox go out and trade here? Do they go out and acquire somebody? I mean, it feels like the pitching side of things is kind of filled out with their additions of Gregory Santos, Nick Avila in the Rule 5 draft. So is a bat next for the White Sox, Herb?
The back of the roster decisions. I'm sure there's going to be somebody, one of these minor league people who signed that are just going to be, you know, make the team. One of the many outfielders the White Sox have signed to minor league deals that will make the team and fill out the 40-man for the White Sox. But I don't see a big move on the horizon for the White Sox. Just, you know, backup infield or outfield depth will be probably the person that will be the 40th man on that roster.
I've said it a bunch of times. I'm still leaning that way. I think you see a second baseman signing sometime in spring training. Very similar to what happened with Josh Harrison last spring. Obviously, the calendar was a little different because of the lockout last year. But that kind of move, I think, probably makes a lot of sense. And maybe it is something that ends up being even lower profile than that. You know, a minor league deal for a veteran. Hey, go see if you can be better than Romy Gonzalez kind of thing. But I just think that the certainty of having somebody who isn't one of their internal options makes some sense as they go into a year where they're trying to win a World Series. So I can see that kind of move happening again. And Rick really even – he seemed – I don't want to use a strong word as forecast, but boy, did he kind of nudge, wink, wink at it when he was talking to us after the Benintendi signing last week.
I find it weird where, you know, we see them sign Andrew Benintendi, but they've also signed Jake Marisnyk to a minor league deal, Victor Reyes to a minor league deal, Billy Hamilton to a minor league deal. It seems like they filled out the outfield, and we talked about it, you know, those guys might not even make the team as a fourth outfielder, but we look at the second base. I do think that there could be a little bit more competition there just because it's all internal options. You have Leury, Romy, Lanine, Yolbert. With Josh Harrison leaving, I mean, your options became more limited, really. So I think there does need to be some sort of competition. And honestly, I feel like Josh Harrison's still the best for that job. So we'll see how the market plays out. I mean, AJ Pollock got around $7 million. So, you know, does Josh Harrison get around $4.5 million?
I've been thinking about that AJ Pollock thing. $13 million he would have got paid for the White Sox this year. And he got $7 million. I know he got the $5 million buyout, but that's not smart. Somebody needs to go and get him. He just must have just hated his time here in Chicago. That's weird.
I think he's a West Coast guy. That's all.
I mean, he's from Connecticut.
But you go out to the West Coast, why would you want to go back?
And he went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, but, you know, if you've been in a Chicago winter, you've been in an East Coast winter, you don't want to be
in
Seattle.
Better than
Seattle.
Listen, the Sox have a precedent of doing that kind of thing. If you remember back to what they did with Carlos Rodon when they non-tendered him brought him back on a really, really cheap contract. I think it only ended up being like $1 million difference or, you know, something like what he was going to maybe make through arbitration versus what he ended up getting. It was not a big difference in those two numbers. Maybe Josh Harrison comes back for $1 million less than he would have gotten had they picked up the option, but they do save that $1 million and can use it to go do something else. So there is a precedent for that kind of move where it's like, we didn't really want to get rid of him, but we did want to save that money. And so maybe they can accomplish both things and save money and bring Harrison back. Hey, it's possible. Josh Harrison has not signed with another team quite yet.
This is the big question. Does Pedro Grifol give up his number 5 to Josh Harrison?
Is Pedro 5?
Yes, for George Brett.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Remember, he had to get permission from Josh Harrison to wear 5.
No, he didn't.
Josh Harrison was already gone.
Oh, I thought it was like he had to ask
they
him
had
before.
No, they had not yet announced the decision, but he ended up being gone.
I'm just saying, like, in public, they're like, we asked Josh because we didn't know he was gone at that time, but he was gone.
He joked, I believe, that he did ask for permission because Rick joked that he got permission from Harrison and Juan Uribe.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There you go. Harrison, though, he came back. Adam Ingles, 15, is now available.
Up for grabs.
Maybe he just adds 10 to his number. That's going to do it for the CHGO White Sox podcast. We're going to take a quick break, let you know about Shady Rays. They never understood why sunglasses were so expensive, so they set out to change it. You don't have to break the bank for quality sunglasses this winter because our friends at Shady Rays have you covered. Shady Rays are premium polarized shades featuring world-class optical clarity, substantial durability, and styles catered to everyone and every lifestyle. They have a fantastic protection program as well. If you do lose or break your shades day one, they will send you a brand new pair, and they make quality sunglasses. Their customers seem to agree with that quality. They have given Shady Rays over 200,000 five-star reviews, and what we love the most is they stand behind their product and told our team that if anyone has a problem, they will throw profit out the window and do what it takes to get it right. They offer free returns in exchange. You either love the shades or Shady Rays will pay them to ship them back. That's it. So right now, Shady Rays is running their deepest deal of the season. Use code CHGO for 50% off two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. Buy one, get one free. You can get 54. You can get two, not 54 pairs. You can get two pairs for as low as $54. Redeem only at ShadyRays.com, where you can get all their newest and best shades. Again,
yeah, heck of a deal.
A great deal. It's right now 50% off two is great, but you know 54 pairs, that's something else.
Quality.
Yeah, look at her.
It was sunny today. I wore them. Like, it's very unusual that I get to wear Shady Rays in January. It's beautiful outside, and they came in very much in handy today.
And now you can see it's 5 o'clock, so it's dark. It's pitch black.
But of course.
Yeah, but make sure you go to ShadyRays.com, use code CHGO for 50% off two or more pairs, again, at ShadyRays.com. And we also got to let you know about Athletic Greens. It is the new year, so if you are starting to look and start the new year off on the right foot, our partner, Athletic Greens, has a product we've been using for about 10 months now. They started with us at CHGO back when we launched on March 4th. So we've been taking this ever since CHGO launched. We love it too. It doesn't taste super healthy. It kind of has a mild tropical taste that we look forward to each and every morning. With one delicious scoop of AG1, I absorb 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods or superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens in 10 ounces of water to help me start my day right. This special blend of ingredients supports my gut health, my nervous system, my immune system, my energy, my ability to recover, and my ability to focus. All the important things that you need to help your body with. And Athletic Greens is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, and it costs them less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No needs for millions of different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/CHGOSocks. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/CHGOSocks. Take ownership over your health. Pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Final stuff here. I didn't mention Scott Radinsky. He also, when at 25, dealt with a Hodgkin's lymphoma. So he, former White Sox, went through it, missed the 95 season because of it. So we'll see how he does. Also, Ron Schuler, I think, also dealt with it. He talked about this and said it's curable, but you never know when you deal with chemo and radiation. He lost his wife to leukemia. So, again, millions of people are affected by this. And like Liam said, you know, it's not just his family. It's millions of different families. So we are thinking of Liam today, and we wish him the best as he started his treatment today for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's Vinny Duber. You could follow him on Twitter, at Vinny Duber. He's our CHGO White Sox beat writer. Check out allchgo.com later today, as Vinny will have a post with his more thoughts on Liam Hendricks. That's Herb Lawrence. You can follow him on Twitter, at EchternWall23. He's our CHGO White Sox community leader. And I'm Sean Anderson. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sean_W_Anderson. Thank you to everyone for hanging out with us in the chat. I know it's a more sobering episode, a little less fun than what we normally do, but we are here to cover White Sox news, and this is what was important today. So we wish the best to Liam Hendricks, and we will share all of those spots where you could donate to the charitable efforts that he is a part of on Twitter, again, at Sean_W_Anderson. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. tomorrow. We have a special showtime tomorrow, 11 a.m. We'll be back 11 a.m. tomorrow here on the CHGO Sports YouTube channel. Talk to you tomorrow. Go Sox.